Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, mixed results here today. It could have been three straight winning days. Major League Baseball, it was actually three straight winning days there. But I laid an egg again in college basketball. Not the way I want to finish the year. If I could do it again, I'd probably back San Diego State. I just tipped my cap to Florida Atlantic. They played a great first 20 minutes of basketball. Never expected the Owls to score 40 points in that first half. The Aztecs battle back. They win it in thrilling fashion with a buzzer beater. Unfortunately for me, that wasn't enough to cover the 2.5. So I lose the ticket. Then on Twitter, you back San Diego State, and I didn't give you a winner, so you picked the best of the lousiest there because Miami absolutely got crushed. That's the play I regret, and it wasn't necessarily an overreaction to the illnesses on Friday because I had the wrong read right away. When the number came out on Sunday, I was already on Miami. That's where I was leaning, and I was just wrong about the basketball game. UConn is good defensively. They have enough talent offensively. And Miami missed too many layups. That'll happen. It was UConn. They were the better team. That was the play, and I completely missed it. That'll happen. I lose $60 for the day. I limp into the finish line of college basketball. It's been a fun year, but I'm not doing well here in the NCAA tournament. Outside of those Sweet 16 games, it's been a tough run for me. Major League Baseball, much better. Yes, three straight winning days there. We cash on the A's under the 1.5. You also backed that one on Twitter. So thank you for the votes and thank you for the winner. We cash on the Royals under the 1.5. Sonny Gray gets the job done. And how about my Twinkies? Back-to-back shutouts to open the season at Kansas City. Toronto gets 7 walks and a hit batsman in the first 3 innings, and they don't score a run because they couldn't get a hit against St. Louis. I lose the over 1.5 on Toronto. On the flip side, I got an easy winner for once. It was Baltimore. They cashed by over 1.5 with the third batter of the game. He goes yard for a 2-run dinger, and I get that ticket home. Add it all together, I make $50.34 in Major League Baseball, but not quite enough to overcome the over in college basketball. Those first half unders went 1-1 for me on Saturday. Not official podcast plays. Once again, not available on Better Edge. Now for the big dance, they're 33-31-2 so far with just the national championship to go. Not exactly what I was hoping for after the very profitable run in the conference tournament action, but hopefully I can cash on Monday and finish as a winner. Then in the Florida Derby, thank you to Larry from New York for reminding me to watch Forte. That was an amazing final, mile and a 16th after going 5 wide in the final turn. A great race that Forte wins at the line. And yes, I can't wait for the Kentucky Derby because that Florida Derby was more than entertaining. Now let's get to the card for Sunday, our typical 4-pack of Major League Baseball. And believe it or not, the triple 3 angle with our pitchers, we have 3 of them on the card today. Yes, so that angle is 7-1 so far this season. Once again, we're backing pitchers that had an under 3 ERA last year, an under 3 ERA in their split situation based on location, home or away, and then an under 3 ERA this spring. So we start with Jeffrey Springs for Tampa Bay. He had a 2.46 ERA last season, a 2.23 ERA at the Trop. He even went 6 scoreless innings against the Tigers last season. But how about these numbers for the spring? 4 starts, a 3-0 record, 14 innings pitched, no runs allowed, just 5 hits, two walks, and 24 strikeouts. That's a 0.50 whip and a 109 batting average against. Amazing numbers for Mr. Springs. So your play there, the Detroit Tigers, under the 1.5 in the first five, heavily weighted at a minus 135. Next up on the card, it's another triple three. It's Tyler Anderson of the Los Angeles Angels. Seems a little funny to have Anderson on this list. In 2019, he pitched for the Rockies. In 2020, he pitched for the Giants. In 2021, he pitched for both the Pirates and the Mariners. And in 2022, he pitched for the Dodgers. So this is team number six in 5 years for Anderson. He's coming off his first ever sub-3 ERA with a 2.57 a year ago. He had a 2.89 ERA away from home. He made three starts in spring training, went 2-0, 13 and a third innings, two runs allowed, both solo homers. That does concern me a little bit, and a 1.35 ERA. So the play here, once again, the Oakland Athletics in the first five, under the 1.5 at a minus 115. Next up, it's triple three, number three on the card. It is Martin Perez of the Texas Rangers, a 2.89 ERA last year, a 2.92 ERA at home. Since this is a night game, let's toss in that split as well. Hit a 2.42 ERA in evening games. Let's also highlight the fact that he made two starts against the Phillies a year ago, 13 innings pitched, no runs allowed. Three starts here in spring training. He went 1-0, 11 innings pitched to 2.45 ERA, a 0.91 whip. He did give up a couple homers, so a little concern there. I know the Philly bats will break out soon, but I'm hoping that it won't be today. The play here, the Philadelphia Phillies in the first five, under 2.5, heavily weighted at a minus 155. Then the final game of the card for you is Tanner Houck of Boston, a reliever for much of last season, 32 appearances, just four starts. He had a 3.15 ERA, a 4.45 ERA at home. He pitched five innings against the Orioles last season, didn't give up a run, so that's the good news. But it's been a very rough spring for Tanner. Six starts. The first one was good, going an inning and two-thirds, giving up no runs against the Phillies. But after that, it was all downhill. Three innings, two runs against the Braves. Three and a third innings, two runs against the Yankees. Four and two-thirds innings, four runs against the Braves. Four and two-thirds innings, eight runs against the Twinkies. And he wrapped up the spring, going just three innings, giving up six runs against the Braves. Add that all together. Hit a 9.74 ERA in the spring with an ugly 1.92 whip and a 325 batting average against. Sure, he could easily find last season's form, but after five consecutive bad starts in the spring, giving up two or more runs, I'm going to make him beat me. I'm going to play the Baltimore Orioles over the 1.5, heavily weighted at a minus 150. Then a lean for you in college women's basketball. I should make these official plays. I think I'm 3-0 on the leans. But only a fool would bet against Caitlin Clark after that performance against number one South Carolina. Maybe it'll be a letdown. Maybe it'll be the crazy coat on the other sideline that distracts him. But you can call me a fool. I'm going to be back at LSU plus the 3.5 over Iowa. So let's recap the card for Sunday. In Major League Baseball, I'm going to Detroit Tigers in the first five, under 1.5 at a minus 135. I'm on the Oakland A's in the first five, under 1.5 at a minus 115. I'm on the Philadelphia Phillies in the first five, under 2.5 at a minus 155. And I'm on the Baltimore Orioles, over 1.5 in the first five at a minus 150. A little heavier weight than I like to see, but I'm going to run with it. Let's have another winning day. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.